Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia Panthers winning head coach Scott Humphrey at what is the last game of the season for him in Centralia. After a heartbreaking 66-46 district championship loss to Mexico. Coach, that was an incredible game. There was a lot of incredible basketball tonight and a lot of awe-inspiring athleticism. How did you get the team ready? You beat Mexico for two quarters of basketball tonight.
Yeah, I thought we just the kids came out with a really loose and tough mentality. We did a good job of making sure that we attacked them off the dribble and got the ball inside, and eventually we just their pressure wore on us, and that was the difference in the ball game. But my kids played extremely hard, and I'm extremely happy for them. And it was just one of those things that, I don't really know. I just think, the better team probably won today, but I'm super proud of my kids.
Yes, sir. Did you have a particular strategy?
Well, we wanted to slow it down. We wanted to get the ball inside. We knew that, they were extremely athletic on the perimeter and, going to be tough for us to handle the ball side to side and move. But for the most part, we did. We got the ball where we need to go. And like I said, I think it was a four-point game with, 5 minutes left or something like that. And then, the dam just broke, and it was what it was, and their athleticism took over. But, for 3.5 quarters, we gave them everything they wanted.
And more, sir, and more. Noah Croft led you with 20. Anthony Ford had 9. Cullen Bennett and Logan Rosenfelder had 6 each. Talk about Noah for a little bit, if you would, sir. He really came out of his shell this season.
Yeah, he did. Noah probably took the biggest jump from anybody in my 14 years of coaching, from their junior to senior year, as far as how good they were and how assertive they got. And, I'm super proud of him. He became our kind of go-to guy offensively, and he had a great year. And he was a great leader and a great kid to coach.
Talk a little bit about Anthony Ford. He was both a scoring machine and a couple times tonight, my words and nobody else's, almost your enforcer.
Yeah, Anthony had a great year. He started off the year, was struggling, had a hamstring injury from football. But once he got healthy and got in shape, he became the force that I know he's going to be for the next 2 years. And, he had a great last month of the season.
Sir, who had the responsibility for DJ Long, Mexico's number one person tonight?
We kind of everybody had him. We tried to slow him down. And, DJ's a really good player. The Eldridge kid's a good player. The Perkins kid's a problem for us, rebounding-wise. And, it was what it was.
Very good, sir. Very good. Did Mexico play the game you expected them to play?
Yeah, they sped us up and tried to forced us up into pressure, and I knew they were going to do what they had to do. And, Coach Pappas does a great job with them, and, good luck to them.
Well, thank you very much. For how many years has it been?
This is my 8th year. So, I want to thank my seniors, Bo Hatton, Cullen Bennett, Noah Kropp. They're all 3 great young men that are going to be great, grow up to be great men and do great things. And I want to thank the team. I want to thank all the kids. And I want to thank the community and the school district for allowing me to do this for 8 years.
Thank you for your patience with the Fireside Guard, sir, and thank you for being here.
Yep, thank you.
Take care. This Fireside Guard Live audio is brought to you courtesy of Mayor Chris Cox.